Now, you need someone on that board to get up there and stand up for the town, and I don't think it's happening.
Well, I happen to be a member of that board.
And
all the times I've been there, I've made it quite clear where the town wants to be.
Yeah. And I've expressed my viewpoint, too. We're just two members.
Sure.
We're two members of that committee. There's 10 on that, if I may say, there's 10 on that committee. There's the mayor and myself, and we have one other appointment that hasn't been made. And the other ones, they'll vote you out. What are you going to do?
We can't afford this.
No. Well, I realize that.
I mean, don't you get it? We can't afford it anymore. We cannot afford it. There's no amalgamation going on here, and we can't be the repository of everything in this county because there'll be nothing left for a tax base, period. Now, we need to do something. I'm a counselor.
Well, I made it clear, in my opinion, that if they did not go with that study that the province offered to do, that I was going to recommend to this council that we withdraw from that committee. That was what I was going to do, but the letter comes, has to go back to the government and see what they want to do before I'll make any recommendation.
That's right.
That. And I know where you're coming from, Councillor. I know exactly where you're coming from. I've had the same discussion at the board level.
Absolutely.
Any other discussion?
I think we should write a letter. I think we should write the stinkiest damn letter we can write to the provincial people and tell them, no. We're getting railroaded.
I know it.
Well, we wouldn't know it if I hadn't stuck up here and gone against the grain here tonight. Now, what are we going to do?
You would have known it within a week as soon as we got the letter signed.
What's good of that?
Well, as soon as we know what they're going to do, then we wouldn't have dealt with it.
We don't know.
We would have dealt with it.
That's right. Okay.
Mics, please.
Thank you. Community in Blooms. Councillor Dears.
Thank you, Your Worship. I attended the luncheon on November 27th in Halifax, where Yarmouth was awarded the 5 blooms that she earned for the hard work we put in this last year, with a special mention, Your Worship, an honorable mention for the Waterfront Renewal Project. And if I could be permitted, I would like to read general comments and suggestions from the judge. It's just 3 paragraphs. Yarmouth, Brian Hicks writes on his first page of comments, Yarmouth is a community brimming with pride and a strong sense of place and history. The renewal of a modern working waterfront is captivating to see. Throughout my visit, I was struck by the involvement of community groups, attractions, events, and residents in the Communities in Bloom program. They collectively deliver an experience connecting Yarmouth's history, culture, and beautiful natural environment. The residential garden tour was inspiring to see. Several attractions are on my list to revisit again in the future. Attractive gardens abound that are the focal point for the residents and visitors. Personally, this judge was especially pleased to be able to do a good portion of the tour on bicycle in hopes that Yarmouth will work towards an even friendlier bike future. On a closing note, I believe Yarmouth has a bright future in the Communities in Bloom program. There is both the national and international stage awaiting. So, Your Worship, good job.
Yes, I agree. I think we owe a round of applause to you and to your committee for the work that they've done. And I also want to remember staff, too, that took part in this and made this work and work well for us.
Staff were amazing, Your Worship, and they make the difference. They push us over the top. I mean, without the staff, we just couldn't do it. They're a very critical and essential part of participation in Communities of Bloom. I dropped off the plaque.
Yeah, I thought it was on my desk. It's not there. I think we're looking for a spot to put it on our wall.
Excellent.
It must be somewhere else because I'm looking to frame it.
Yes. Excellent.
Because I was going to show it tonight. But I think, with your permission, I'd like to ask you to make a motion that we write a letter to the staff people who and to the volunteers on your committee, the thanking from the council.
So moved, Your Worship.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Questions been called. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary? Carried.
Thank you, Your Worship.
Mike, please.
Thank you. I think you skipped the pension committee.
I must have turned the page so quick, right?
It's after the Tattleview.
Oh, yes, I got pension committee. Deputy Mayor Pink. Sorry.
CAO is the chair of that, and I was. The meeting was yesterday. We met with our advisors from Halifax, but I had to leave partway through the meeting. They were late getting down because of the storm, so I'll ask Jeff to brief council on what happened.
We did have the opportunity to meet with our consultants and to get some advice, I guess, in terms of how our investing consultants are making out with the funds within pension fund. And it was a mixture of good news and bad news. The good news is that we realized some very good gains leading up to the March 31st valuation. Since then, the markets have been fairly flat and so have our returns.
But?
Well, they haven't been meeting our expectations, let me put it that way. We have an expectation of 6% growth, and with our balanced funds that we're invested in, we've been slightly underperforming, so that's what I mean in terms of flat. Prior to that, we realized about 11% gain, so relative to that, it's flat. But not horrible news at all. The fund continues to grow. We did make the switch to the March 31st valuation to coincide with the fiscal year, which will in future save us some money in the reporting that we are required to do for the auditors. It did also allow us for the next 3 years to save $22,000 a year in special payments into the fund, so that's a nice financial benefit as well. We will be in the future considering what other perhaps investment options we have within the fund. We're going to be having some education for the committee by our investment consultants. They'll come in and help us to raise our sophistication a little bit in terms of what our options are, and hopefully that will pay dividends for the fund. We will be over the next year considering some changes to the investment policy and perhaps to the pension structure itself. So those things you can look forward to in the next 5 or 6 months coming forward to council.
Thank you. Mike? Okay, we don't need one more talk.
Thank you, Your Worship. If we don't hit what we're supposed to have, like for percentage-wise, does that come out of our town coffers?